calling the Sedalia Pettus Amateur Radio Club repeater net, calling the Spark and Pettus County Aries net. This is KD0ETL, Kilo Delta Zero Echo Tango Lima, and I will be your net control station for this evening. My name is Paul, my QTH is Hughesville, Missouri. The Spark repeater net meets each Sunday evening at 7:30 local time on the Sedalia 147.03 MHz repeater with a minus offset. This time, do we have any emergency traffic for the net? If during the net, if any station has emergency traffic, notify net control and your traffic will be handled immediately. The purposes of the net are to exchange information to promote public service by ham radio operators. Spark has a website, which is wa0sdo.org. And a Facebook page so members and guests can access information about our club. At this time, are there any club announcements for the net?
W0VK.
And control recognizes W0VK. Go ahead, Brett.
Hey, good evening, Paul and the group. Just wanted to let everybody know we've got two new hams, and they will be on the air very, very soon. And Jackie Seaman, she passed her test with flying colors yesterday, and super excited to welcome her amongst the as a fellow ham. So that's pretty cool. Hopefully she gets a good call very soon. Everything's in the mail and on its way, so looking forward to that. And Harvey Endicott out of Stover also passed with flying colors, and he has been very excited. I've already talked to him a little bit after, and he's going to be another good ham for us here. So anyway, just excited that we got such a great VE team to make that so easy. You guys really pulled together like we always do during the meetings, and makes a nice test session happen real smooth. So anyway, just wanted to share that information. Please welcome Jackie and Harvey if you see them, and hopefully we'll hear them on the air very soon. Back to you, Paul. Oh, and by the way, awesome meeting. Glad to see everybody and all the faces. We had a huge turnout, as we always do. I don't know, I think we were pushing 40 or so right in there. I have to look at the roster. But anyway, it was a great, great meeting, and just really good. So, all right, back to you, Paul, W0VK.
W0VK in the net, KD0ETL. All right, thanks, Brett, and congratulations to the people that passed their test. Look forward to talk to them. All right, this is directed net. When calling net control, please give your call sign first alphabetically, then phonetically, your name and your location. This net is an open and is any licensed amateur radio operators who would like to participate during the net, please direct all communications to net control. At this time, I will take check-ins, in-and-outs, portables, mobiles, and short-timers. Space your calls. Call KD0ETL.
W2SAM, Whiskey 2, Sierra Alpha Mary, Sam, Sedalia, in and out.
Downtown Hope, in and out.
This net control, stand by everybody. Lori, I think I caught your voice in there. Your signal is very scratchy. Not sure what's going on. Usually you're in here strong. You might try it again, see if you got a Luke's connection or something, and try again here in a few minutes. Any more in and outs, portables, or short timers?
KB0UVW, Kilo Bravo Zero, Union Victor, Whiskey Rinda, and Sedalia, in and out.
That's it.
W2SAM, Whiskey 2, Sierra Alpha Mary, Sam, Sedalia, in and out.
Yeah, I got you, Sam. I just hadn't gone through the list yet. W2SAM got Sam, and KB0UVW got you too. Any more check-ins?
Connie and Sedalia, in and out.
Sorry, Connie, I walked over top of you. Can you do that again?
Sure. WA0QCJ, Whiskey Alpha 0, Quebec, Charlie Juliet, Connie and Sedalia, in and out.
All right, I got you, Connie. W0VK, are you hearing them scratchy, or is it just on my end?
No, it's something's going on atmospheric, I'm guessing, to be honest with you. Everything was good earlier today. We worked it pretty good. But we've been on here for just a little after 7, and everybody was pretty scratchy. So there was a station that came in there first, right before Sam, and I wasn't able to make it out, but whenever I went to reverse, they were finishing, and I think I was going to get them, was going to be able to hear them really, really good on that. I don't know if it was Mike. He's usually the first to go, but anyway, no, it's just we're going to have to work with it tonight. That's just what it is.
Okay, appreciate the information. I was just making sure it wasn't on my end. I thought one was Lori in there. I'll give her another chance here in a little bit. So far, I have WA0QCJ, Connie in and out, KB0UVW, Randy in and out, and W2SAM in and out. I will listen up again. Anybody else want to check in? And if it's scratchy, I'll try it on reverse.
Alpha Delta Zero Victor Delta, we're in and out.
This is KJ6 MDF Kilo Juliet 6 Mike Delta Foxtrot Mary just bring fork in and out.
Kilo KS0 QPI Kilo. I'll get right in there. Kilo Foxtrot 0 Queen Papa India David. Sedalia, in and out.
Leo, was Lori, was she in there earlier? I thought I heard her, but I wasn't sure.
That's affirmative. She was in a little before me.
Okay, I'll write her down at the end after you. I wasn't sure if that was her. So I have KF0IHX, KF0IHY, KF0HYP, KF0QPI, David, hopefully I think I got that right. KJ6, MDF, Larry, and AD0VD, Donald. Any more check-ins that are portable, in and outs, and so on and so forth?
KE0CYW, Steve, here in Sedalia.
Control copies KE0CYW. Steve, good evening. Hopefully Jackie's listening. I didn't hear you say in and out, so I'll let you speak a few words of wisdom.
I have a hard enough time remembering my call sign and my name. It's in and out.
All right. Well, if Jackie's there, tell her congratulations. We knew she could do it. All right, I'll move on to regular check-ins. Regular check-ins for the Spark Repeater Net. Call KD0ETL.
Kilo, Foxtrot, Zero, Alpha, Romeo, Quebec, KF0ARQ, Don, Sedalia.
That last station, would you try one more time? I didn't, all I heard was static. D6HU, okay, Russ, I got you that time. I had to, hit reverse. I could copy you plain as day, but for some reason through the repeater it's a little scratchy. All right, any more regular check-ins?
Is WA0WUY, William Abel 0, William, United Yankee, Steve out of Beeman.
All right, we'll hold up there. We'll get some comments from several. Net Control recognizes WA0WY, Steve. K6HU, Russ. KF08ARQ, Don, you're up. What you got for us?
WA0SDO, repeater.
Well, not a whole lot. I spent most of the day researching videos on trying to... I got this new laptop, and I'm trying to get FT8 set up, and I'm having an error problem with the audio, so I've been trying to figure that thing out. And break. And also, I was wanting to know, did you be able to load anything on that laptop?
Yes, I did. I did have to redo a little bit. I just went ahead and let it update. It had some Chinese writing in there. I don't know where that came from, but I think it's gone away. I got several of the digital programs loaded. I've got probably a couple, two, three more to load on there, but I haven't tried them on anything. So, but they're getting loaded.
All right. Well, I didn't know if that thing was still... work for you or not, so I was wanting to find out. So I'll be listening. KF0ARQ.
All right, Don. KF0ARQ in the net. KD0ETL. Yeah, we appreciate your donation of the laptop. So we'll get her there. And like Chris said, probably best to keep it inside when it's super duper cold. So. With that, we're at the, we'll go to Russ. We'll see if we can copy Russ. K6HU in the net, KD0ETL. Well, I heard you on reverse, but couldn't make that. I could tell it was you, but that was about it on regular, but on reverse, I could copy you clear.
Don, if you're running a limit on that, I know I'm paying for it. I'm looking for the video for you. The audio is on the laptop.
KF0ARQ. Russ, I believe he's gone already, so I'll try and get that message to him. Thanks for checking in. Sorry that the reception's not very good. Next, go to Steve, WA0WY. Good evening, Steve. We missed you yesterday.
Okay, Paul. How do you copy them? I'm noisy or am I working?
Yeah, you're solid. I'm thinking there may be another repeater out there somewhere interfering, not sure, but yeah, you're a solid copy.
Well, I put it up on high power, so it tries to bore a hole through it, I guess. I went to church today, and I'm really tired of cold weather in winter. Looking forward to some warm weather, spring days. And had a little bit of excitement here the last couple of weeks. We traded cars and got a new vehicle. Trying to learn how to run that damn thing now. So anyway, don't have much out here. I was going to talk to Russ a little bit, but I couldn't make out anything he was saying. Okay, Paul, back to you.
WA0WY in the net, KD0ETL. Yeah, like I said, I had to hit the reverse button so I could copy him. He was I didn't have my signal on him, but had saw the copy on him on the reverse. So, all right, we're at the bottom of the list. Any more check-ins for the Spark Repeater Net? Call KD0ETL.
KD0Y, is it I, Mark here in Boonville.
Control recognize KD0IZI. Good evening, Mark, and you're coming in solid copy. Good evening to you, and what do you got for the net?
Yes, KD0IZI, the net. Thank you for picking me up. Some of this, this might explain a little bit. So I'm in a fairly good location. The Quincy repeater is hitting me about third signal strength, and it's basically on the same receive, the 3-0, but propagation right now on 2 meters is absolutely pretty good, because I'm actually hearing other people coming in on simplex, other simplex frequencies from all over the state too. So anyway, that might explain some of the scratchiness. It could be that the band is much longer, and it's kind of killing down some of the local short run propagation. So anyway, that's all I have. I'll turn it back to you, KD0IZI.
KD0IZI in the net, KD0ETL. All right, Mark, appreciate the information. Yeah, I hadn't looked at the any of the propagation maps for quite some time. It had been kind of dead. So, yep, that could be it. So we appreciate that. You have a great week, and thanks for checking in. Any more check-ins for the Spark Group Internet, call now. Last call for check-ins for the Spark Repeater Net this evening. Call KD0ETL. W0VK, Brett, did you have any more for the net?
Well, you know, I can always chew the fat, that's for sure. Man, we certainly had a good meeting there, so really enjoyed that, kind of got a high off that. Then came home and did a little tinkering on some things, and started that cabinet last night, and got my cabinet put together over there at her place, so her place of work. So got that all fixed up today, got that finished up. And, man, the biggie for me is I saw my first purple Martin here at the house tonight. This is the earliest I've ever got them. Typically it's March 22nd, 23rd is the, usually the days they came in. Last year they came in March 16th. This year, today, they showed up here on March 2nd. They're crazy early. A buddy of mine had five over at his place yesterday, or today. He sent me a message, and I went outside and was getting in a truck, and I heard one because I just am very in tune to what they sound like, and I looked up, and he was there. So I am not ready. So the next couple days, I'm going to be getting Gordon's up and getting the racks ready. So anyway, it's kind of neat, but the I'm hoping, gang, that's a really good sign that winter's about done. So the birds from South America are here, and so anyway, that's my big news. You'll get to hear me talk about those probably weekly from here till about June. So all right, back to you, Paul. W0VK.
W0VK in the net, KD0ETL. Yeah, very good. I figure, I've seen some robins like two or three days ago, so I figure it's heading this way. And yeah, I was going to say, yeah, you better get ready for the purple martins. So I know that's time's coming. I'll throw out one more time, any more check-ins for the Sparker Peter net, call now. Caught part of that. Try one more time, and I'll hit reverse so I can pull you in.
KS0QPI, on the bird.
Was that UPI? Was that right?
KF0QPI, Kilo Foxtrot 0, Queen Papa India, David Sedalia.
Okay, David, I got you that time. Yeah, sorry about that. The repeater's awful scratchy tonight, then. It's just not coming in clear like I'm used to. But, yeah, I'll, maybe Brett heard you, too. He said, Brett, he said, yay on the birds.
W0VK. Yeah, this is, yeah, David, man, yeah, super excited. You know, last year they caught me off guard because they came in on the 16th and I was expecting them the following week. And I noticed him last year. I pulled out of the driveway and he was sitting on the rack. I didn't have any gourds on it, but he was sitting on top of that, and I took a picture and I sent it to my buddy. That's kind of the Purple Martin godfather now here in town, and I said, hey, I guess this guy's telling me to get him a house put up. Anyway, I ran home and did it, and he was in there that night. So it's just amazing that they come back to the same location every year. So this bird that was flying over, I'm sure he was here, and either was born here or more than likely this earlier. He's a full-fledged adult, which he was. He was dark purple. So he had fathered some babies off my place here for him to be just kind of circling around, because I've got nothing. He's got no reason to know that I got much going on here. So I'll have gourds hanging tomorrow. Anyway, super excited, guys. Back to you, W0VK.
All right. Well, if there aren't any other check-ins for the net, this is KD0ETL. Net ran for approximately 25 minutes, and I've got 15 check-ins, including myself. So everyone have a great week, and good luck to those that are contesting on getting as many calls as they can getting in. So 73 to all, KD0ETL clear.